7:32. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, Wednesday, the 22nd of December. And as we get into what is a free forum, we love freedom. Jennifer Horn is here, back from some Christmas. You go for a ride with Santa Claus in a sleigh? Where have you been?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It had a lot of weird personal dramas, Dougie.
Really?
You did. Tell us.
Oh, drama. We love drama.
Oh, yeah.
Where is drama?
I have no plumbing. I have a cat with
plumbing.
A bladder infection.
Really?
I have family in town. And
but you were supposed to be working on Christmas.
Yes, I have. I have wrapping and baking. And
kiss them, as they call it.
Yeah.
Kiss them. All right, so you've... But she is drama. Richie... often has drama. His daughter, 3 and a half, comes in at 3 in the morning, jumps on his bed. I want this, Daddy! She probably doesn't say it quite like that, but...
Yeah, I want to sleep on this side of the bed.
Charlotte creates her own... Shama? Who's Shama? Charlotte creates her drama, comes in at 3 and starts whining as if she were going to go out. And meanwhile, I put her out before we... usually, that's the routine. She goes out before we go to bed. And then she wants to get up and go down and sniff around. And so I just say to her, no. And she comes back into the bed and scrunches up next to me. And we both go back to sleep for a while.
Right.
That's drama. And there are other forms of drama as well. But that's serious drama. All right. Speaking of drama, Clay Cohut always has a lot of drama in his life. Do you have any drama to report to us? Today, Clay's in charge of social media.
Not really. The Chinese girl that lives in my building is in Texas, and I'll be seeing her soon.
Oh, very sweet. Oh, very sweet. Yes, young
isn't
romance.
That exciting?
Speaking of the fact that Clay, who's in charge of social media, we have a large discussion here in America about use of the Internet and the so-called net neutrality ruling. Now, I don't claim to know much about this. Clay has explained it a couple of times. Maybe Richie will ask him to explain it. Maybe you might explain it in a way that is different from Clay's explanation. Jennifer, because of the business interests that you and your family have, this may affect how people get that product. I don't know enough about it to make a judgment on whether the sum and substance of it is any good. What I don't like and what I... the reason that I guess I'm against it...
Your typical knee-jerk reaction to any kind of government control?
That's it, Rich. Yep. Yeah. These people have no authority, none, zero authority to make rules like this under any circumstance, whether it's a good rule or a bad rule. And I find myself in a strange position of agreeing with Al Franken on something.
I know. I listened to him and talk about this.
Yeah.
But first off, let's explain net neutrality.
What is net neutrality? Let's start with Clay... And then all of you can have your say on it. And by the way, your say comes at 800-510-8255. Or you can go to twitter.com/goodday show with your comments. We've been getting a number of them earlier on this morning. So, Clay, what does this mean?
Well, the wording net neutrality is such that it gets me confused on which side of the issue is which.
So this is a typical, we start off with a government euphemism for something that sounds good. Net neutrality. How could you be against that? Let's let everybody have access to it. But as usual, what these things imply is not necessarily what they are.
Yeah, exactly. So the comparison I like to use, or the metaphor I like to use, is that of the cable subscription plans that you pay for currently. Currently, when you when you get a cable subscription for your home and you get a cable TV, you say, I want to get the 100-channel package or the 300-channel package,
right,
or just the basic package.
Yeah.
And basically, the ruling of network neutrality and that it passed is setting it up to where if the big Internet service providers want to put together packages like that, to where you'd say, for $10 a month, you got the plan that will let you access Yahoo and eBay, but for $10 more, you could use Google instead of Yahoo. And the government remaining neutral on this.
Based on website bandwidth, or how do they declare who's in what package?
I believe it's a whole that's a whole other issue on its own, in that there's a whole like little part of network neutrality that's just about the tiered thing, and then there's a part about it, the bandwidth. And that's why the internet service providers say that they want to have the tiers, is because the other websites use more or less bandwidth. But what it's really opening them up to do is to make the decisions based on whatever they really want and not bandwidth alone.
All right, so if we were to, if I'm hearing you correctly.
So bottom line is DougStefan.com will not be able to have the same access as SeanHannity.com.
Right.
Like Sean Hannity can pay a lot more to get into somebody's home than DougStefan.com
right, so
can.
So you really kind of start having special interest internet groups now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I have to promote
All right, I think that was what I was going to say before I so rudely interrupted, but it was good, Rich. You interrupted me with something good. And I thought that was helpful.
Glad I could help.
Yeah, well, it's always good that you can help. 800-510-8255. So how do you view this? Jennifer, does this affect the cable radio network, CRN Digital, from being available everywhere? Or do we know yet?
We don't know yet, and probably not necessarily. I mean, you know, we'll all be in the same boat as people with small private websites.
Right. We being you
me,
and your company,
Rich.
Me and my company, Rich and his company, because they're three separate companies that happen to work together to distribute this program, among other things. But we do not have the power of, let's say, a Clear Channel. We don't have the power of CBS. If we don't have it, that means we get the dreck, and the people who have access with money. This is really amazing. Again, the political stuff not aside, the Democrats want to present themselves as being for the people, and those nasty Republicans, they're all for big business. Most of the Republicans that I've heard weigh in on this were against it, as are most of the Democrats. Doesn't make a difference what party you're in, but yet the Democrats who are on the FCC are the ones who are pushing this, wondering out loud, am I about the true stripes here? I know that's a Yoda-ism, but yoga.
That's you. Yoda-ish.
Right. All right, so we'll take some calls on this. If you've got it figured out and want to have a say over whether or not the FCC ought to have input here, or whether you ought to through your representatives and congressmen, yada, yada, 800-510-8255. Broadband providers have to let customers have access to all legal online content, and they can't deliberately block content from their rivals. And that doesn't sound bad on the surface, does it? Doesn't seem to be bad, at least on the surface. But as usual with the government, you don't. What's on the surface isn't what's
doesn't matter.
Underneath. Yeah, exactly. Suppose you need a couple of $100, $500, $800, $5, $10, $18, $20. What do you need to pay for last-minute Christmas bills? If you don't have it, may I help you get it? Or more importantly, can Montel Money Mutual help you get it? They're the trusted source. You can get $1,000 24 hours from now. You can go finish your shopping. It'll be quick. It'll be easy. All you have to do is, as far as age is concerned, you got to be 18. You got to be making, $200 a week. That's all. That's it. Forget about overdraft charges, late fees, bounced checks that you may have if you want to get something for Christmas, but you don't have the money. Here's the way to get the money. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com, MontelMoneyMutual, MontelMoneyMutual.com, or call 800-532-CASH. Do it now while you're thinking about it. If you need the help, 800-532-2274, and stand by as Montel will visit with us in a little bit here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255. With a good day program, I'm Doug Steffen along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn and Clay Cohut and Mike in the Bay Area listening to KNEW. Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas.
So is this a Merry Christmas from the FCC or you think this is taking it in the year?
Richie asked me to think this out, and I'll deliver this thing as succinctly as I can. Number one, the FCC has no regulation over wired services. It's wireless only. You know that from being in the radio business. You've got a first-class or second-class radio telephone license, right?
I did, as a matter of fact, when I was a kid.
Right, okay, so you know, wired, and in this case, the wires are owned by a company or a group of companies.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so what this is a lobbying deal. Netflix got in there and started lobbying heavily because...
All right, so can I interrupt you for a second? Here's the reason that they'll tell you that they do have authority, because somehow or other over the years they've gotten authority over the phone lines.
Yeah, but Congress already said they didn't have authority.
Well, I understand
and they're
that.
They're going against Congress.
So how does that five people say to Congress, here's the American salute to you, Congress,
here's the
right?
analogy. Okay, Richie asked me for an analogy. Here's the analogy. Okay, the roads and the bridge are owned by a company in this case, and all the cars pay a toll. And now they want the trucks to pay the same toll as the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix is a truck. Netflix is a semi-truck that's delivering huge amounts of information, slowing everything down.
Yeah.
And normally, a truck, you know, that crosses because it's more toll on the roads, it's more wear and tear on the road surface and stuff like that. The semi-trucks pay more toll than a car does. And what this thing says is the trucks are going to pay the same toll as the cars, even though they slow everybody down and they're delivering more services and stuff to the road surface.
So you're not for this?
No, it's working fine the way it is.
Yeah, leave it alone. That's about the government is famous now more and more lately for screwing up things
find
that are
a way
working
to make
fine.
Cash.
Find a way to screw things up. Are the cable companies the ones that ought to be regulated? 800-510-TALK, and we continue on Good Day. It's 21 after the hour.
Thank you. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
If a child misuses a toy, take the toy away from the child. That's the result of a study that was done, a government study looking into child misbehavior. So what do? Well, it's a study. No, you put the kid in the corner, you put him in a closet, you remove him. Put the kid, that's what happened in my day when kids were out of order, you put him in a closet.
You stick him in an old refrigerator.
Right, exactly.
Now I'm going to pinch you and punch you and feed you to my horse.
And his buddy,
he's coming.
And me, give me Christmas cookie.
There
you go. Have a Merry Christmas.
All right, so the Cookie Monster, if you haven't heard, has launched a campaign to be an ongoing host of Saturday Night Live. Have you heard that?
I have. Did we talk about that? Because it was one of my
I think you may have
that.
Suggested a television show, but you didn't tell us who they wanted to have as their musical guest. The guest of choice for the Cookie Monster is Oreo Speedwagon.
Oreo Speedwagon.
Have you been practicing that all day?
You're funny.
Thank you, Rich. That's the idea. 25 and change after the hour. That was worth waiting. I found that yesterday. I thought, wow, this is going to be. Yeah. You know how silly I am? I have tears in my eyes.
You're waiting. Doug's like, bring it on. And I can't wait.
I said to Michael earlier, you got to get me. You know how he is.
Well, yesterday you had mentioned, get me something from Sesame Street.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right, anyway. So, but
Charlotte, what do you think of this joke? Hold on, I'll try it on you.
Yeah. Here, look into my eyes. Can you see the tears?
He practices all of his stuff on Charlotte.
Now, Richie, can you see the tears in my eyes? My eyes are...
No, I don't have you on yet. Hold on a minute. Let me agree with you.
Anyway, let's get back to our discussion of the so-called net neutrality and the FCC and the government and yada, yada, yada. Paul has called us from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, sir, Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
I see this as actually a pretty straightforward issue. As a consumer, you buy a product from your internet service provider, and with that, you're given a certain bandwidth for how much money you want to pay. Mm-hmm. Now, what you want to do with that bandwidth is pretty much up to you. If you want to download movies, you know, go ahead. The fact that they want to regulate, you know, the items that you're pulling off and charge you premiums for what bandwidth you want to use, that's a joke.
Sort of a spoiler. It's a kind of a form of censorship, isn't it, in a way?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
That's you know, bringing it right down to its core. Whether the FCC has the power or the place to, you know, stop this from happening or not, I don't know. But I would like to see a group, whether it's the FCC or someone else, you know, be there to protect these sort of rights.
Well, the FCC is not interested. And the FCC is like everything else that's part of this government and growing government incursion. It wants to control you, and this is their way of controlling what you have access to. That isn't what they'll tell you, but it's pretty thinly veiled, I think. Don't you, Jennifer, Richie? It's pretty thinly veiled.
I don't think anybody understands this fully.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole idea behind getting rulemaking versus at least when it goes before Congress, it sees the light of day. Hasn't seen the light of day here. Paul, thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. When we continue, some good news from the Census Bureau here in America.
Hi, I'm Martha Williams, and this is Living Well. Healthy eating means different things to a lot of different people, but for me, it means eating whole, unprocessed foods whenever possible. And to make them more flavorful, I rely on two items that no kitchen should be without: herbs and spices. Researchers have discovered that many herbs and spices actually have more disease-fighting antioxidants than most fruits and vegetables. Not to mention, when you use low-calorie herbs and spices to season your food, you can inject flavor without adding salt, sugar, and fat. So which herbs and spices are in my pantry? For sheer versatility and antioxidant power, you can't beat cinnamon. Use it to liven up your yogurt, your oatmeal, and even your coffee. Oregano is another antioxidant leader. Just a single teaspoon has as much antioxidant power as 3 cups of broccoli. And don't forget about the garlic, ginger, turmeric, and rosemary. Not only will these herbs and spices do wonders for your cooking, they'll help you live well, too. I'm Montel Williams.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today. Wow.
I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Head Council.
Yesterday's news. December 22nd, 1984, a subway vigilante strikes back.
The newspapers have dubbed him the subway vigilante, and though he shot four people, he is riding a wave of public support.
Bernard Goetz shot four teenagers who he claimed attempted to rob him of $5 on a New York subway. Goetz fled the scene but surrendered 9 days later. The incident sparked a national debate over Goetz's right to defend himself.
It's fair to say that you were trying to do anything that you could to hurt them. Is that right?
I was trying to get as many as I could.
He was acquitted of attempted murder but had to serve 8 months in prison on a weapons conviction. A decade later, Goetz was ordered to pay damages to Daryl Cady, who was left paralyzed by the shooting.
You told the subject, you don't look too bad, here's another, and you shot the subject a second time.
Those were the words in my mind, and I tried to shoot him again.
And that's yesterday's news for December 22nd.
I forgot about good old Bernie Goetz.
Yeah.
Now, Subway Vigilante. That was a long time ago, in reality. But yet, we can all remember, except for Clay, who's not aware of Bernie Goetz. I'm guessing.
I don't know.
You don't know who he is either, Jennifer?
I don't know. Remind me.
Oh, yeah.
This guy...
Was guy
here I am getting trapped. I wanted to go right to the good news.
Yeah. Go to the good news. It's okay.
No, it's okay. Let's spend a minute.
That was
on
a big story, man.
It really was a big story.
It was huge.
How long ago?
Yeah, I can see the beady eyes. This guy had beady, Richie, those glasses and the beady eyes that this guy had and the look on his face. Wow.
It was in it was in 84.
Oh, well, that's why I don't know. I was like 5.
Yeah.
No, it's, it was
got
a
on
guy,
a subway.
A subway in New York. In Manhattan. And he had a gun on him, and he was
being harassed
by 5 or 6 gang members,
black kids.
And they went to beat him up, and he basically shot them all and killed most of them.
Yeah,
is that when Curtis Lewa donned his red beret to protect
them? That was just about the time. Yeah, the Guardian Angels came about at that time. Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that too. Remember that, Richie? How they all got started?
Yeah.
And his wife, Lisa, who was really a hot tamale. Man, did I think she was.
He shot four kids, that's what it was, who tried to rob him.
Yeah.
And he went to court and basically got off of all of the attempted murder charges. But he spent 8 months in jail. I mean,
he had a gun violation.
But then, 10 years later or something, one of the kids that lived, who ended up being paralyzed in a wheelchair, sued him.
Yeah. Oh, geez. And it was a civil suit. And won. Yeah.
You know, that really annoys me. Really does. They all. It's like the guy that comes into your house and hurts himself running out the window
and sues you.
Right. This case was a little bit different because Getz was prepared for anybody who harassed him and was ready to shoot and kill somebody.
He was a real nerd.
But New Yorkers came to his side. New Yorkers said,
well, because
we're not
there was
put
so
up
much
this
going
anymore.
On. That was at the time when Rudy Giuliani, I think he became mayor.
Broken windows.
The city of New York was a mess. There were three or four really bad mayors. Dingell. What's his face? Dingell had a berry factory.
Yeah.
Richard, there's a promo laying around somewhere that got us off onto that.
Yeah. And this time of year, he's the Kringle Dingell.
Yeah. But there were a bunch of other mayors that were just awful. And it was a sort of, Giuliani started on the course of, at least from the term, the safety and security stuff, the police, but it became a police state. New York was a horrible place when Giuliani.
But he cleaned it up.
But that part of it got cleaned up, but then he didn't deal with anything else.
So that's why Bernard Getz got the support that he did from the public, because people were tired of it. They weren't going to take it. I'm not going to take it anymore.
But it was the beginning of a long climb. New York becoming a really good, positive city to go spend time in. It was a horrible place. When I was a kid, you didn't want to go to New York.
Clay, you would not have believed awful. Times Square.
You wouldn't have survived in New York, Clay.
I know. I've heard stories
awful.
From when my mom came
up New York was like a war zone.
Times Square.
And L.A. at the same time was, too, really.
Yeah Times Square was a
San Francisco.
And it was a scary place. It was just...
Yeah, really.
Porn shops and strip shops and
porn shops.
So like Vegas.
What's wrong with that?
Worse. Vegas.
Vegas is the most extraordinarily well-run community.
It really
because
is.
The mob behind the scenes, and more in Atlantic City now because the mob's not so much in charge in Las Vegas.
Atlantic City's a dump.
But Atlantic City, though, but you don't mess the crime, the gangs and stuff. Don't go in there. Because they don't last. The mob doesn't want anybody interfering with the business at hand, which is the business of gambling and prostitution and stuff that they make money
on. You can get mugged in Atlantic City real easy.
You can do what?
You can get mugged in Atlantic City real easy. If you're out on the boardwalk at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, you can get mugged real easy.
If you're
on the boardwalk at 3 or 4 in the morning, you got a sign on, mug me.
You're
on the boardwalk at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yeah. Vegas, you can walk around to Vegas anytime and you're safe.
Yeah.
New York's, it's the same thing, too. I find it hard to believe that it used to be dangerous, even though I know it did, just because you can, seriously, anywhere in Manhattan, you can be at night and be fine.
Yeah.
You've heard some stories from some of us old-timers about the way it used to be, Clay, right?
Yeah, there's a documentary about Harlem from the 70s, apparently.
Back really in the day.
In fact, that's like 3 centuries ago.
I know.
Back in the 70s. Oy. Yeah. All right, in a moment... The good news from the Census Bureau and a couple of other good news items as time allows. Plus, Dr. Ken will join us with some healthful and helpful medical information here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for $1?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Never let your lips go naked. Instead, for healthier, supple lips, slip on something silky like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth like ChapStick Cherry. Or throw on something comfortable and familiar like Classic Black. ChapStick, hydrating formula for everyday protection. Because whether you're on a date or hard at work, healthy lips should never go naked. Join us on Facebook for even more lip service.
There's Complete.
I've got a standard transmission.
And then there's Most Complete.
But I added a twin cam, fuel-injected turbocharged, independent front suspension.
Like what you get from Centrum Silver Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men over 50. It has nutrients to help support eye health and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Silver Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's 50-plus multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
18 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Okay. This is like the Speedy Gonzales report, because we all know how wonderfully quickly the government gets everything done. They're right jolly on the spot. So this is the result. How many months after the census was over in April, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Everything was computerized, and
right.
Now we have the
big results.
Results.
Like,
may I have a drum roll,
yeah.
Maestro, please? A drum roll, for the results of the 2010 census. And what it shows. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, friends and foes alike, here's what we have in America today. The good news is the population growth is the slowest it's been since 1940, before World War I. The census also reveals that the official population is 308.7 million people. Of that group, 10% may or may not be actually citizens. Can you imagine that?
That's crazy.
Up to 10% of that number is a questionable number. May or may not be. They can't tell.
Right.
Whether these people are legit or not legit.
And those are the only ones they found, right? Because there's still some probably.
They didn't find them. I think that's probably.
Okay.
They didn't wave their hand and say, here I am, I'm illegal. Count me, please.
Ooh, you want to get in the back of my van?
Based on the survey, the new number is a 9.7% increase from 10 years ago. Hmm. So 1% a year we're growing. All right. Now, from 1990 to 2000, the last 10-year period, increase was 13.2%. So we've gone down to less than 10% and almost 14%. So we have about a 4% drop over the 10-year period. The state in our country that is the most populous, 800-510-8255. I want to take a quick guess at that. You got 60 seconds. What state in our country has the biggest, largest population? 800-510-8255. And with that, which state has the least number of people? So I want the state, and you got to do this in 60 seconds. The state that has the largest population and the state that has the smallest population. Interesting, the states that have gained the most. Now, a lot of you heard this discussed with political ramifications, because with this information comes a reassignment of political connections. That is, more congressmen go to the states or come from the states where the population increases. Texas gained the most people, up 4.3 million. Michigan, the only state to have a serious decline, almost 1%. And you can figure that because the industry there is horrible. horrible, horrible, horrible. So Florida gains two seats. Arizona, Georgia, South Carolina, Utah, Washington, and Nevada gain one. New York and Ohio lose two congressional seats. Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, Pennsylvania, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Michigan, and New Jersey all lose one.
Wow.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 800-510-8255. Daniel, where am I? There it is. Daniel, what Ooh. State is the largest, most populous state?
California, I think the number's around 33 million.
37.2.
37, okay.
It was 33, but the number has gone down. It was 38-something before. It's still the most populous state, but people are leaving California for obvious reasons. Yeah, all right. So I'll give you a Christmas present for that. Let me see if we can find somebody. Gabriel, what's the least populous state?
Is it New Hampshire?
No, it's not. Good guess, though. Thanks for the call. Steve, what state has the least number of people in it?
Alaska.
Alaska is not the correct answer. It is, let's see, do we have somebody? We're running out of time here.
Can I
right?
play?
Well, yeah, you can give me.
Iowa?
No, Wyoming. Oh. Wyoming only has 563,000 people living in it.
What about
Wyoming?
Rhode Island?
Rhode Island has more people living in it than that, about a million more, in fact. But thanks for asking the question. Yeah. Texas gained the most. Never mind. I'm not going to say what I. About Texas and California deserves every bit of bad publicity it gets. Although the rain right now isn't any fault of its own, the rain is really awful.
We're cleaning our sins.
Oh my God, the rain is terrible, 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 terrible. Dr. Ken Kronhaus around the corner here on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do only dogs hear dog whistles?
Enjoy multi-car safety feature and good driver discounts when you switch to Geico. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks who make Sustanex. Go to DougSteffen.com, GoodDayShow.com. You'll see the Sustanex box on the homepage. Click on that. Get your $5 off coupon. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold. So you have your boost for your immune system that you need this time of year for colds and flu, Ken.
Absolutely. Fight those colds, fight those flus by revving up your immune system. And the best way to do it is with these probiotics. Sustanex, it survives the acidic environment of the stomach because it has a natural coating, and getting it from other sources just won't get it through and get through those acidic environments.
All right, so this almost sounds like a cheer. Let's go get them. We can do it. Bob, you know how they did the high school games? And making Sustanex the way for you to boost your immune system is the thing that makes the most sense. Sustanex for your immune system. You get all the side benefits, better digestive health as well. Take Sustanex to defend against common complaints of ill health at this time of year. Go online to trysustanex.com, get the $5 off coupon, and go to the stores where Sustanex is sold, which is all of the big box stores. Okay, so the tainted water thing, we were talking about this yesterday, how the EPA thinks that there ought to be some kind of standard. Hello? The standard should be none, right?
Exactly. It's cancer-causing in almost all the big city water supplies of America. This toxin was found.
Yeah. And this is how long ago was Aaron Brockovich? It was 30, 35 years ago, wasn't it? How long ago was that? That whole thing took place. It hasn't been 30.
That's why you and I are very open-minded when we hear these things.
How is it that these things are still a problem? 30 years. Where's the government? Hello, anybody home? Knock, knock. No one's home. Ken? All right, let's get
you and I would be fired by now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you have a cold, what does echinacea do?
Well, this is the biggest study. This is a government study funded
so no
National,
right away, then,
National Institutes of Health, yeah. Plus the manufacturer.
biggest study of echinacea, minimal effect, but no harm. So if you think it helps, it's a placebo, use it, but no benefits minimally shown in this study.
Echinacea, zinc, and Sustanex to keep your immune system strong. 51 after.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Where are we? Looks to me like we're at 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Christmas is closer and closer.
Are you ready?
And closer. Ready is the right word for it.
You don't have to get ready for anything.
I know.
Ready.
You're so
I'll be
lucky.
Ready to get on an airplane on Friday afternoon and fly to California and spend the next 3 or 4 days
with
my two children and the former, the mother of the two children. How's
your
that?
Baby mama.
The baby mama.
Exactly. All right. So here we are thinking about Christmas and whether we're still into technology. The stores are open 24 hours a day now, and most of the stores are all open, right? Macy's is saying they're open. Target's open. Kohl's is open, I think.
This is the way it should be. I like going to Macy's at midnight.
Do you really?
Oh, I think really do.
No, who wants to go at bags. 3 o'clock in the morning?
Sleaze bags.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to lobby till midnight all the time.
Do you know which smartphone brand sold over 14 million phones in the last quarter, making it number one? No, Clay, it's not Apple. Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, will tell you what it is in a moment here on Good Day.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa,
kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want. Instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Now, the Technology Taylor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Guess which smartphone company handily beat Wall Street profit estimates again? Research in Motion, the maker of the BlackBerry smartphone. Of course, pundits have been predicting the death of RIM for years. Talk of poor performance has really heated up lately, but last week, RIM's results proved once again that it's not going anywhere but up. RIM shipped 14.2 million devices in the most recent quarter, outselling even Apple's iPhone. Its net profit of $911 million was up from $628 million a year ago. That's a big increase. Sure, there's a lot of competition. And sure, there are other sexier, brighter smartphones out there. But RIM has loyal, passionate users. People use BlackBerries because they're reliable. They get the job done. They do email better than anybody else. Still, so people keep buying BlackBerries. What a testament to the power of building loyal customers. I'm Alex Goldfein.
A lot of discussion today about technology, the internet connected to that. A new survey says that between Thanksgiving and New Year's, nearly half, like about 47% of consumers, say they expect to do their purchasing online. That is online purchasing increasing, with 14% of you saying that the transaction level might double or even be more than that. But the same report shows users are not taking basic steps to protect themselves from the bite of cybercrime. So here's a suggestion along that line from our friend Brian Osich.
Nearly half of all consumers will make holiday purchases over the internet during the holidays. That's the word from a new cybersecurity study sponsored by Norton. But Marion Merritt, a Norton internet safety advocate, says though it's the season of giving, a lot of us may be giving away more than we bargained for this holiday.
46% of everyone surveyed say they never change their email passwords. And more than half of those people logging onto the web on mobile or smartphones don't even use a password to protect their mobile device.
But Merritt says you can put coal in a cyber thief's stocking.
Installing a password manager is smart. Passwords can be your best line of defense, and security suites like Norton Internet Security include a password manager that can remember and store unique passwords for all the sites you visit. You can also protect your smartphones remotely. Tools like the new Norton Mobile Security app let Android phones remotely lock or wipe data if they're lost.
For more great tips, log on to Norton.com. That's Newsbreak from Norton.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Don't forget, those of you who would like to order a pajama-gram, you have until the end of business today to get your pajama-gram for your wife, your honey, your sweetheart. It'll be something you'll be held dearly in high esteem because these things are so much fun. They have 100 styles to choose from at pajamagram.com. Call them if you'd like rather than going on the net to use pajamagram.com. Go to 800-GIVE-PJs. That's 800-448-3757. I tell you one thing. When you tell them Doug Stephan sent you, they'll take good care of you, and you will not be disappointed.